Kate Ziegler was a nurse as well as the Ashland County coroner. She says she's heard it all when it comes to people trying to get more prescription drug pain medication.
Wanting early refills of their prescriptions, or reporting that the drugs were lost, or that they fell down the toilet, or that they had to go to a funeral in Milwaukee and they needed more drugs. Whatever, I was getting many, many phone calls. And because I worked for a number of doctors, I mean, I got to see how many of those phone calls were coming in where an individual doctor wasn't seeing that. So it was really an alert to what was going on out there.
This year alone, four people have died from prescription drug overdoses just in Ashland County. And she says probably twice that number since the prescription drug monitoring program was passed in 2009. State Representative Janet Bewley of Ashland is pushing the State Department of Safety and Professional Services to implement the law, which allows pharmacists, physicians, and law enforcement to see the prescription database.
It's typically the most vulnerable and kids who are involved in prescription drug abuse. We need to do our part as a government, as an agency, to move forward to implement a law that is already on the books.
The Department of Safety says it is now writing rules for the law and just last month got $400,000 in federal startup money. A spokesman says the database should be up and running by 2013. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.